And sometimes I've been wielding the sword of God's word around, and I cut myself a few times. Praise God. And so we see that the Lord came to Pergamos, and he manifested himself as the one having a double-edged sword. And he was really there to remove the evil that was trying to rivet itself to that church. And he said, to you who overcome, don't let these things overcome you, but you overcome them. And by doing so, I want you to know I'm going to give you a new name written on a white stone. I'm going to give you some hidden manna to eat. And so, as you look through the churches, you know, you can look at, what's the next one? I got Revelation 3:7. It says, and the angel of the church in Philadelphia write these things, says the whole, who is holy, who is true, who is has the keys of David, who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. Hallelujah. And so Jesus manifests himself to the church of Philadelphia as the one who opens doors. He's the one who closed doors. Amen. And if you look through these churches, you'll see, and church at Laodicea, I'm not going to read it, but Jesus came and manifested himself as the beginning of the creation of God. He comes according to our need. He comes according to our attitude, really. And he comes to his church to manifest himself according to our needs. So it's important to receive something from the Lord every week. We want to hear from God. I want to hear God's voice in the sanctuary. I don't want to just hear a sermon. I can put YouTube on and do that. Praise God. I want to hear from God. I want to hear from heaven. Amen. And sometimes as a minister, you receive a sure word from God. And there's no doubt about it. And that sure word gives you an unction to function. Amen. And other times you receive a word from the Lord. And you question yourself, Lord, is this from me or is this from you? And we go through that wrestling match, but no other word comes except for that one. So you step forth in faith and deliver the word and trust that the Lord will have his way with us with that word. But it's important to hear from heaven, like I said. And we want to feel the heartbeat of heaven. We want to hear what God has to say. We want God to speak into our circumstances. And we want light to shine. And, you know, and the Lord declares to us that he searches for men and women who can become his channels. Amen. Channels where he can exert his power into the earth. Hallelujah. And he says it when he says, my eyes search to and fro through the whole earth, seeking a man or a woman whose heart is perfect towards me. I'll show myself strong on their behalf. That's a paraphrase. Amen. But it shows that God's necessity for men and women to be channels, to channel his life, to radiate light, to radiate the life of Christ into this world. And so, and how important it is, how deep I go, because the deeper I go, the more light I'll be able to shed, and or Christ will be able to shed through me. And the more I'm filled with Jesus, every time I'm poked, Jesus gushes out. Amen. Hallelujah. I radiate the life of Christ. And so he's declaring that he needs men and women to be vessels unto him, where he can exert his power into the world. And the truth is that every ministry has to flow out of a relationship. Amen. If you have a ministry, it flows out of relationship. Hallelujah. Our relationship with God. Hallelujah. And even if you're a grandma, amen, your gentle, loving kindness flows out of you from heaven right into those grandkids. Or maybe you're a mom or you're a dad. And whoever you are, you have a ministry. Hallelujah. And but for those that are in the ministry, our words have to come from heaven. They need to flow through the Holy Ghost. And a real sermon is what I'm trying to say is made in the closet. A real sermon flows out of the secret place, out of secret communion with Jesus. That's where it flows from. And That's who, those who abide in the vine. Just flows right through the vine into the branch that bears fruit. Praise God. That's how it's meant to work for all of us. And so the burdens of the Holy Spirit are placed on men and women. And the heaviest and sweetest messages were received when we're alone with God. And amen. That's why I make the big bucks. Amen. I thank God for the job, and I could never be the man that I am today if God never put me in the pressure cooker of being a pastor. Amen. And there's times when it's great joy, and times when there's great stress, and times when there's great sorrow. And but I just thank God for it all. He knows exactly what we need, and he wants to draw us into it. Are you willing to let him? Amen. Amen. To bring you forward. Hallelujah. And so he brings us into a place where our eyes begin to see, our ears begin to hear. And I don't think there'd be any objections and against this phrase that we live in a truth-impaired world. Amen. And it's taken everything off course. It's taken the whole world off course. Many things are happening in the world that's not the will of God. Amen. And I'm sorry for some folks, the things that have happened to them and in their household. And it wasn't the will of God. But God gave men their free will, and it's causing all kinds of havoc in our world. And for God to change that, he has to take man's free will away. And he will one day, but not yet. So we see the seeds of are being planted across North America and across our world. Seeds that are containers. Those seeds are containers, and they carry doubt, they carry fear, they carry hatred, they carry murder, they carry strife. And the dangerous thing is they give off after their own kind. Amen. And they're everywhere. They're on your TV set, like I said. And I just want to say, your TV's not evil. The internet's not evil. And just use it to your advantage, and don't let the things on there sow into your heart. You pick and choose what's going to be on those things. Anyway, there's a great attack out there, pollution everywhere, and the attack is in our mind. Amen. But the choices that God made towards us has greatly affected the course of our lives. Hallelujah. That's why we're here this morning, because God made a choice towards you, and it's greatly affected our lives. Amen. It's changed the course of our lives. And so the great battle that's raging today is between the lie and the truth. Amen. And it's raging in the hour in which we live. And we may be a remnant here this morning, and just a small group. But I want you to know each one of us are called to be guardians of the truth. Amen. We're guardians of the truth. And when we apply it to our lives, it's going to anchor us in a place where you can't be overcome. Hallelujah. It'll make you an overcomer. And for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, Jesus said, those who hear these sayings of mine and does them is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. All the winds are going to blow and the rains are going to come. And but these verses put a key into our hands that unlocks a relationship with him. And you know what we can say to the storm? I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. Hallelujah. And so there's powers in our world that want you. There's powers in this world, I hate to say, amen. They want to own you. They want to dictate to you. But Jesus is saying, anchor in me, and those powers won't have any power at all. And so in the midst of God's garden, there's many voices. There's many seeds being planted these days. And I believe that we're entering in a crucial time zone in God's timing for his church and for the kingdom of God. And we have to be wise these days. And don't let anyone sow into your heart. Let the Bible sow into your heart. Let the Holy Spirit sow into your heart. And test every spirit that comes along. And it'll keep us in a safe place, anchored, hallelujah, as guardians of the truth. So as the worship team comes, I want to pray, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word every week. I thank you that, Lord, there's an antidote to these bad seeds that are being planted across our nation, across the continent, and across our world. And that is obeying your word, hearing your sayings, Lord, and walking in them. They anchor us in truth. They anchor us in you. They give us a security that this world can't give us. And so we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you give us all ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, and that we would apply it to our lives, and we would find the benefits that you are trying to give to us. And I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.